Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He says, I wish you were one of them. I wish you were either hot or cold. You're lukewarm. And because you're lukewarm, you can't produce nothing. That's it. So here he's saying, the only way you can produce, and we have the scripture, but I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot, one or the other. God don't like inconsistency. Pick one. He does not like inconsistency. Today we in, tomorrow we out. The next day, the next week we back in, the next week we back out. Can't do anything. So John chapter 15, verse 4 through 7, tells us the team, you must learn to what? Abide. You must learn to stay. You must learn. You must develop the ability to stay. Choose it. Choose God and then stay with Him. Commit. One of the big things we have today, commitment. Commitment. We struggle so hard with commitment. Stay. We must learn to stay. If you abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it what? Abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. So it says the only way things work, you're going to have to develop the ability to stay. Put. Can't be so restless. Got to stay put. Verse 5. I'm going there. I want to spend time. Because this is how we bear fruit. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. This is big here. He said, I am constant. I am going to remain. I'm the vine. I'm not moving. So the problem is going to be you. I am the vine. You are the branches. And if you abide there, you will what? Bear fruit. He says it. So the problem is not Jesus. The problem is not God. The problem is us. That's what he tried to tell us. He says, the problem is not the vine. The problem is going to be the branch. Because the branch can't bear no fruit of itself unless it stay connected to the vine. The branch cannot bear no fruit of itself unless it stay connected to the vine. So the reason why fruit is not coming from our life is that we do not learn to trust God's word. That's the problem. The problem we face today, why our life is unfruitful, is that we don't learn to trust God's word. And because we don't learn to trust his word, we move up and down. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Number one, learn to trust God and his word. If you're going to bear fruit, you must what? Learn to trust God and his word. Take this to the bank. You're not going to bear no fruit if you don't do this. To bear fruit in the kingdom, to have a fruitful life, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's what it means. You have to learn to trust God's word. to have a fruitful life, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's a fruitful life. Go look at a fruit tree that produced, that vine, that branch that produced, nothing missing there. It's fruitful. It's good. There's a lot of fruit on it. It's not sick. It's good. So Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, let's read. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part of your heart, and lean not on understanding. So why are we not abiding? He has to repeat it 7 times. Why are we not staying? And it says up there, he says, trust in the Lord, not part of your heart, all of it. We can't compartmentalize our heart. He wants all of it. He makes the emphasis, trust in the Lord with all your heart. One of our biggest problems, it's our own understanding of things. Yeah, my mind, my flesh. That's why I tell you, as God talk, do it. Because your mind going to reason it out. Ooh, you're going to miss it. Because you're going to lean unto now your understanding. And it doesn't match up with what God is saying. You're confused. Now you're confused. You're really confused. Because what God is saying and what your mind is saying is two different things. And it confuses you. And then you run. So that's why it says stay. Don't run. Stay. Lean not unto your own understanding. Now look at the next verse. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. This is the hardest for all of us. All of us. All of us. All of us. What did I say? All of us. All of us have a problem right here. Right here. In all our ways, we must what? Acknowledge him. And then he will direct our path. Because we only want to acknowledge him in the peace that we give him. Some of my ways. Oh God. Let me come over here. Some of my ways I acknowledge him. But some of my other ways I keep. That's a struggle. We can't acknowledge him in all our ways. He wants all our ways. Because he's in all our ways. When we acknowledge him, we're saying, I trust you, Lord. Point number one, to bear fruit, you must trust the Lord and his word in your life. And to do that, you must give him all your ways. Look at Psalms 9, verse 10. Jot these scriptures down and study them. You're going to bear fruit. Psalms 9 and verse 10 says, it's powerful. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. That's word of hallelujah. That's word of hallelujah from this church here this morning. Is he talking about a particular group of people, those who know his name, will put their trust in him. And guess what? He won't forsake us. You know, we have an example of David. David says, he will never leave me or forsake me. That's why David trusts him. We have another example, Job. He says, though he slay me, do I trust him? Come on. You see, you got to know him to do that. Look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. That's another powerful scripture there. Are you with me teacher this morning? We're going to bear some fruit, right? Yeah. And point number one, to bear fruit, you must learn to trust God and his word. Look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. So I trust God. I got to trust him with my life. I got to trust him with what he says. I can't lean to my own understanding. I got to trust him. I got to trust what God says. And now, when I trust him based upon his word, now I can pray. Watch this now. Now I can pray regularly based upon what he's saying. So now, no one has to force me to pray, because based upon what he says, and my flesh is bothering me, then I pray daily, minutely. Lord, your word says. Lord, your word says. Lord, your word says. Lord, you say you will never leave me. That's praying. That's praying. That's praying. You know, you think praying is not your holy thoughts. Praying is praying the desire of your heart based upon what the word of God is saying. Lord, you says, Lord, prove your word. Prove your word in my life. That's praying. Lord, prove what you say to me. Make it a reality. That's praying. Your word is true. It is true unto me. Your word says it, Lord, that I'm the head and not the tail. Your word says I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. That's the prayer. That's the prayer. That's how you pray. You ain't praying your desire. You're praying the desire of the word of God for your life. For I know the thought that I have for you. Hallelujah. Am I praying now? It means something now. It has meaning. Church people don't pray because it doesn't have meaning to them. That's why they don't pray. It doesn't matter. I'm going to pray. Nothing's going to happen. And prayer is talking to God. If church people realize that praying is talking to God, every prayer service will be full. I'm going to go talk to God. I'm ready to go talk to God. Because we haven't seen the reality of prayer. We haven't seen the reality of praying. So that's why people don't show up. It's a waste of their time. They think, not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So I said, you got to understand, know God, so you can pray. He's the bread of life. What a powerful song. Yes. Oh, sing that song, man. Bread of heaven. He is the living word. That's where I'm going. When you understand that, then you will read your Bible all the time and meditate on his word. When you know he's the bread of heaven, he's the living word. He will be with you in all your ways when you acknowledge him. Then you can embrace challenges. You can be fruitful if you can't embrace challenges. You have to be able to embrace what? Challenges. Because it's going to come and it's going to cost you to run. Challenges. It's going to cost you to run. That's why 7 times he says, abide, 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 abide.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count. Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.